From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Greek public sector workers are staging a 24-hour general strike to protest new austerity measures that would lay off thousands of civil servants. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports the Greek government hopes its job reduction plan will convince international lenders to release the next crucial installment of a $150 billion bailout package.
Buses, subway, and trams have come to a halt, and air traffic has been grounded. State hospitals are running on emergency staff. State TV and radio news programs are suspended, while school teachers and tax officers are also taking part in the walkout. Public sector workers are protesting plans to suspend 30,000 staff. That comes after their wages were cut 20%, bonuses were eliminated, and pensions slashed. All Greeks were hit with several new income taxes and a property tax. The government says the additional measures are needed to convince international lenders that Greece is on track to meet its budget and deficit targets. But some members of the government are beginning to wonder whether Greek workers can stand any more cutbacks. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case testing whether parochial school teachers can be classified as ministers and thus exempted from the Americans with Disabilities Act. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports that the case involves a Lutheran church school that contends its tenured teachers are ministers and not protected by civil rights laws.
The Hosanna Tabor School in Redford, Michigan, classifies almost all its teachers as ministers because they've completed a set of university theology courses in order to qualify for tenure. One of those teachers, Cheryl Parrish, was fired after she threatened to sue the school under the Americans with Disabilities Act. The school doesn't dispute that she was fired for threatening to sue, nor does it dispute that Parrish taught mainly non-religious subjects like math and English. But it contends that under church doctrine, its tenured teachers, known as called teachers, are ministers who must resolve employment disputes within the church and not the courts. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
West Virginia Governor Earl Ray Tomlin says his efforts to create more jobs and balance budgets have paid off in his election and for West Virginia's residents.
People around our state, they came together, business and labor, north and south, men and women, young and old.
Tomlin has eked out a victory in the special election over a Republican challenger whose campaign associated Tomlin with President Obama. This year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry goes to an Israeli scientist, Daniel Schechtman, who discovered quasicrystals. Most crystals, such as salt or gems, are symmetrical. Quasicrystals combine properties of crystalline and non-crystalline materials. They're found in some metal alloys and are usually unusually hard and brittle. This is NPR News. Former exchange student Amanda Knox is spending her first night in 4 years in the U.S. following her acquittal on murder charges in Italy. NPR's Martin Costi says Knox faced a crowd of international media after arriving in Seattle last evening.
Under tight security, Knox and her parents were whisked through SeaTac Airport to a news conference where the media were waiting to hear her first words back on American soil.
I'm really overwhelmed right now. I was looking down from the airplane, and it seemed like everything wasn't real. What's important for me to say is just thank you to everyone who's believed in me, who's defended me, who's supported my family.
Knox had been jailed in Italy since 2007, when she and two men were first charged with murdering her English roommate. Although she's been acquitted, the Italian prosecutor in the case says he'll appeal. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
Investigators in New York are trying to determine why a helicopter crashed into the East River yesterday afternoon. One passenger died. The National Transportation Safety Board's Mark Roskind says investigators are moving quickly.
Right now, the focus is on perishable information that we need to get now.
The victim was trapped inside the helicopter. Four other people, including the pilot, survived. German prosecutors say they have reopened hundreds of dormant investigations of former Nazi concentration camp guards and other people. The suspects could now be charged without direct evidence because of a precedent set by the conviction of the retired U.S. auto worker Jan Demjanjuk on thousands of counts of accessory to murder at a Nazi-occupied death camp. This is NPR.